请大家一起默祷。
Yes, Father.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始今天晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
来唱赞美诗三百四十五首。
Let's sing hymn number 345.
我们要准备一起祷告。
Now we'd like to kneel down to pray.
此时此刻已经进入了神的安息圣日。
We have entered into the Lord's Sabbath day.
我们也要预备好自己的心来敬拜。
And so we need to prepare our heart to worship.
主的爱何等的浩大。
And how great is His love.
安息日就是让我们纪念神的创造跟救赎。
And so Sabbath day is for us to remember His creation and salvation.
我们要预备好自己的心。
So let us prepare our heart.
也求神带领我们晚上的聚会。
Ask God to guide our service tonight.
同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down to pray.
哈利路亚，各位安大略教会的同龄弟兄姐妹长子，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace and greetings to brothers and sisters here in Ontario Church.
今天非常的高兴能够蒙安排能够来造访大家，一起来敬拜神。
Today I'm very happy that due to the arrangements that I can be here to share with you.
这次最主要是来协助加州的成人神训班。
I am here in Southern California, this time mainly due to the NATS that will be held next week.
那也提早来看看大家。
And also, I arrived early to see everyone.
也来看看这个主耶稣赏赐给我们的新的会堂。
To see a church that has been given to us by God.
心中充满了感谢。
And my heart is full of thanksgiving.
愿天上的真神继续的祝福带领我们这边教会的圣工。
May our true God in heaven continue to guide all the holy work here in this area.
今天晚上要跟大家一起用一个讲题，就是三种景作为互相的勉励。
This evening, I'd like to share with you the topic, three types of wells.
古代人他们要喝水啊，很不方便。
In the ancient days, it is inconvenient for people to drink water.
不像我们打开水龙头都有水。
It is unlike us today. We open the faucet and we have water to drink.
就算在今天非洲或者是一些落后的国家，人要喝水还是要去河边，或者是要在家里附近挖一口井。
And so in third world countries or those poor countries, there are places in which in order for them to drink or use water, they need to go to the river or to dig a well.
像我去到肯亚的时候，看到一些姐妹。
When I went to Kenya, I saw some sisters.
每天她们最重要的工作就是要去打水。
And the most important work of their day is to draw water every day.
尤其是要去井边去打水带回家。
Some of them need to go to a well to draw the water.
那所以井跟生活是非常的重要。
And so the well is very important to life.
要有井才有水。
That you need to have a well in order to have water.
那圣经里面有记载，古代的人常常都要去井里面打水。
And so in the ancient days, the Bible also records that people need to go to the well to draw water.
但是圣经记载有三种不同的井。
But the Bible particularly mentioned three types of well.
我们来今天晚上来看看到底是哪三种。
And so today let us explore a little bit as to what are these three types.
看看它对我们有什么属灵的教训。
And what kind of spiritual teachings it may entail for us.
第一种井。
The first type of well.
我们来看创世纪的二十六章。
Is in Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪的二十六章的十九节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 19.
创世纪二十六章十九节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 19.
以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
And Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well of running water there.
这里记载第一种井就是活水井。
Here it describes the first type of well, a well of running water.
就是说这个井呢有源源不绝的水。
And that is this well contained in itself infinite number of water.
这个水是可以喝的，也很好喝的。
That this water is can be drank and also is also good to drink.
最重要啊，它是用之不绝。
And the main thing is that it is infinite.
对我们这边长大的小孩子啊，应该没有去打水、去井里面打水的经验。
None of us here probably have the experience to go into the well to draw water.
老一辈的以前在你的国内有没有打过井？
And for those who are older members, you perhaps maybe have a chance to draw water when you were young.
如果活水井啊，它有个特性。
But a well, it has this specialty.
你从上面看到井底下面呢，就是一点点水。
That from high up above the ground, you see, look down the well, you see water.
你也不知道它有多深。
And you do not know how deep is the water.
但是你每次去打。
But every time you go and draw water,
每次捞每次都有。
That every time you draw out water, there is water.
也不会说因为人很多在那边每天捞它就会降低。
Or it's not that every time everyone uses the well, you see the water diminish.
它是源源不绝的供应。
But this water continues to flow upwards.
其实这个活水井对当时来说，就是以撒的一个生活的来源。
And so for Isaac, it was life to him to have this well of running water.
如果我们看第十八节，
If you look at verse 18,
这里说，当他以撒他父亲亚伯拉罕在世时候所挖的水井，因为非利士人在亚伯拉罕死了之后就塞住了。
And he says, it records about how his father Abraham also dug wells, but the Philistine had stopped them up after his death.
仍然照着他父亲所叫的那些名字。
And he called them by the names which his father had called them.
以撒是一个很有信心的人。
Isaac is also a person of faith.
神叫他不要去埃及。
And God told him not to go down to the land of Egypt.
他就乖乖就不去埃及。
And so he obeyed and did not go down to Egypt.
留在迦南地，那要耕种。
And so he stayed in the land of Canaan to dwell.
那神就给他那一年有百倍的收入。
And so God has given him a hundredfold of abundance.
但是神也会给他考验。
But God also likewise gave him trials.
接下来就是腓力斯人对他的嫉妒。
And that is the obstacles he encountered from the Philistines.
哇，那些腓力斯人来啊，把他的井啊都塞住了。
And because of their jealousy, they stuck up the wells in which Abraham had dug.
有时候我们生活当中也会遇到困难。
And so sometimes in our life, we also encounter difficulties.
好像我们仅仅有的活水井就被塞住了。
It seems as though we have this well of running water, but it has been stuck.
啊，譬如说我们经济的来源可能失去了。
For example, the source of our income, we may have lost it.
也许我们被裁员了。
Or that maybe we have been fired.
或者是我们搬去一个新的地方，过了一阵子还找不到工作。
Or we move to a new location and we have yet to find an employment.
或者是我们投资的东西它赔钱了，或者是没有让我们赚钱。
Or we have put into investments, but we have lost that investment.
突然之间呢，我们的心就很担心。
And so at that moment, our heart is full of worry.
我们的井被塞住了。
Because our well had been stuck.
但是这里说第十九节啊。
But verse 19 here it says,
以扫的仆人在谷中又挖井，便得了一口活水井。
Then Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well of running water.
原来啊，有人可以把你的井塞住。
So people can stop the well in which you have dug.
这是如果神与你同在。
But if God is with you,
你随便在别的地方挖，都会有活水井。
Wherever you may dig, God may bless, and you will have water.
因为神与这个人同在。
Because God is with this man.
神提供他的生活。
Because God uplifts his life.
啊，有一位弟兄呢。
Yeah, there was a brother.
他搬到移民到另外一个国家。
That he migrated to another country.
一开始生活很艰难。
At first, his life was quite difficult.
因为他本来在自己的国家是一个医生。
Initially, in his own home country, he was a doctor by nature.
是个脑科的专家，开刀的外科的权威。
He was a very highly skilled surgeon on the brain.
啊，大家都很尊重他。
And so he received much respect.
但是换到一个新的国家。
But when he migrated to a new country,
他当然不能继续的来行医。
Of course, he is unable to continue his practice.
啊，那生活就遇到很大的困难。
And so he encountered a great challenge on his life.
他也曾经去打工。
And no, he tried to find jobs.
啊，那钱也赚的不多。
And he did not make much money.
他也试过做生意。
And he tried to establish some businesses.
生意也不怎么成功。
And his businesses was unsuccessful.
虽然他在这段时间移民之后信了主。
And so even though he immigrated, and he believed in the Lord,
啊，但是呢，生活并没有马上的改善。
But he realized his life did not change right away.
就好像做这个也不顺，做那个也不顺。
He tried many different avenues, but yet he seems not to have any success.
但是他心中有一个信念。
But in his heart, there is this mindset.
神拣选我来到这个地方。
That God has guided me to this new place.
神没有要我回去原来的国家。
God, I know clearly God's guidance is not for me to return back home.
神带我来就是要我在这边协助教会的圣工。
That God has brought me here to sustain and to support the holy work here.
在这个国家传福音。
And to preach in this new country.
因为他也是这个国家的教会的工人。
Because he was also a worker in the church.
所以他就想了，神一定会给我开路。
And so he believed that God will open a way for me.
哎，结果很奇妙。
And so miraculously,
在偶然的机会之下，
that there was an opportunity.
他就想说，那我不能做西医，那应该做中医或者是针灸推拿应该也可以啊。
And maybe I cannot, since I cannot practice Western medicine, maybe I can do Eastern medicine and do some acupuncture.
反正在外国啊，他们对这个针灸的，在那个国家并没有特别的这些规定规律。
Because there are less regulations in this country pertaining to this kind of practice.
还有大家对中国的这个针灸啊，那非常有兴趣。
And also there are also seems to be a demand of people into acupuncture.
他本来就有医学的根底。
And because he has a foundation of medicine.
所以学起这个就更快。
And so to learn this new practice was fairly easy for him.
但是学好之后，客人哪里来呢？
But after he have learned it, where does he get his clients?
哎呀，感谢神，安排他在一个小小的诊所工作。
And so praise and thank God that he was started off at a clinic.
一开始病人也不多。
And initially his patients weren't that many.
但是慢慢的就有点增加。
But then slowly, as patients start to increase,
还有来了一些那个国家的政府的高官啊，银行的这个高级的职员。
And then eventually, he has some patients that were high government officials,
还请他到他们家里去做诊疗。
And then ask him to come and do some medicine.
啊，就是 in-home visits.
In-home visits.
哇，那个这个收的诊金就会比较多啊。
And then he receive a higher pay.
所以他觉得真的很奇妙。
And see, so he thought himself quite miraculous.
神要开路，神要祝福一个人，可以很快。
That for God to bless a person is quite quickly and easy.
有时候你会遇到低潮，有时候遇到困难。
Sometimes we encounter the low points of our life.
啊，神要考验你。
And God wants to test us.
容许别人塞住你的活水井。
And so He allow other people to stop your well.
但是如果你这个时候还是坚定对主的信心
，But if you persist in your faith on God,
不要忘记。你挖下去，神就给你预备。
And do not forget, wherever you dig, God will be with you and abide.
一开始你不觉得会很多。
And then initially you may not feel as though it's a great abundance.
但是就是足够。
But it was fairly enough.
弟兄姐妹，我们在座的很有钱的也可能也不多。
Brother and sister, who sit here, maybe some of us here are wealthy.
啊，不用工作的也可能也不多。
There are also enough of us, perhaps don't need to work.
我们甚至很多都是啊 ，paycheck to paycheck， 啊，拿了薪水花的啊，也没有了，那下个月就再领。
But there are some of us probably live paycheck to paycheck.
没有关系的。
But it doesn't matter.
因为在神里面有活水的井。
Because in the Lord there is this well of running water.
他绝对不会让敬畏他的人缺乏他所需要的生活。
For he will not find let those who are faithful to him be in lack.
所以我们对主要有这种的信心。
So we must have faith toward God.
那这个活水井啊，也代表说我们也要去做对别人有造就、有帮助的事情。
And so also the second point about a well of running water is that we also need to benefit others.
不单只神要赐给你活水井。
Not only does God give us a well of running water,
你自己也要成为别人的活水井。
But we ourselves are to become running water for others.
啊，那这个井啊非常的重要。
And so this well is quite important.
当一个人嘴巴很干渴的时候
，When one is very thirsty.
啊，心灵很干渴
，And their heart is very thirsty.
心中很孤单
，And they're very empty in their heart.
他需要的是什么
？And what do they need?
可能就是需要你一句勉励的话。
They probably need your words of encouragement.
可能就是需要你一句关心的话
Probably needs your care and your concern.
你能够谅解的说话
And your understanding.
这个泉源，这个井非常的重要
So this well of running water is quite important.
我们来看雅各书
Let's turn to James.
第三章
Chapter 3.
雅各书的第三章
James chapter 3.
第十节
Verse 10.
雅各书三章的第十节
James chapter 3 verse 10.
颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing, my brethren, these things ought not to be so.
十一节。
11.
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两的水吗？
Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening?
这里用我们的舌头，我们的口比喻一个水的泉源。
And so here it says that the our tongue is a metaphor as though of a spring.
有一些人的心中呢充满负面的情绪，负面的感觉。
Some people in their heart is always quite negative.
一不开心就骂人。
When they are angry, they rebuke others.
不喜欢这个情况就在咒诅。
If they don't like a certain situation, they curse at it.
或者是呢，一有机会呢就讲负面的话。
Or when there's an opportunity to be pessimistic.
这种井啊，在神眼中没有用。
That these kind of water in the presence of God is of no use.
它不是活水啊，它是死水啊。
Not a running water, it is a dead water.
它的水被污染了。
The water has actually been contaminated.
我还记得很久以前啊，有一次我去非洲一个国家，住在一个信徒的家里。
I remember a long time ago, I was in Africa, stayed at a member's house.
那他家里有一个井。
And he had a well in his yard.
我的嘴巴很渴，我说来打点水来喝一下。
And I was very thirsty. I said, let's draw some water.
传道，你真的要喝吗？我们平常不喝这个水的。
And he said, Pastor, you sure you want to drink this water? We normally do not drink this water.
捞一点水出来喝一下。
I say, no, why not? To draw some water from the
well.
And so he draws some water. Well,
我一打一闻，哎呀，这个水味道很奇怪。
And as I was drawing the water close to my nose, I could smell there's a different odor.
我说你不能喝了。
He said, ah, don't drink it.
我说为什么这个味道那么奇怪？
I say, why is this? There's a stench to this water.
原来这个井啊，太靠近厕所了。
Because he said this water well is too close to the toilets.
他们的厕所也是一个洞，也是挖下去。
Because their bathroom is also consists of a hole dug in the ground.
那你太靠近，那污染了，那个水都被污染了。
And so it was too close to one another, so the water actually got contaminated.
你靠近什么的人，你就变成什么的样子。
So what kind of person you draw to is the type of person you become.
你常常听负面的东西。
If you constantly listen to the negatives.
你心中常常思考。那种黑暗的东西。
If your heart is always think about the dark,
被世俗的东西充满。
And also been filled with the secular things.
常常听到人家在骂人。
When you think of other people rebuking,
你也很想骂人。
Then you also like to rebuke.
你常常听到抱怨。
You hear other people complaining.
你也很喜欢抱怨。
Then you also like to complain.
你不知不觉的，你会被影响的。
Unknowingly, we become influenced.
因为你的泉源离开那个肮脏的。不好的太靠近了。
Because our source of that water for the well is too close to that things that are contaminated.
你要怎么样成为别人的活水井？
So how do we become the running water of a well?
怎么样可以发出颂赞、赞美、感谢？
Then how do we come out within us words of praise and edification?
你这个泉源一定要靠近主。
Then this running water needs to be connected to the Lord.
你开车的时候听什么？
When you are driving, what do you listen to?
我们知道加州这边的都整天都在塞车。
We know over here there's a severe traffic problem.
有时候你听听听，听来听去都是报这几句新闻，对不对？一天听了十几次了。
And then sometimes we turn on the radio, we hear the news over and over.
来听那些流行曲，乒乒乓乓，乒乒乓乓，心中跳得更快。
Or that pop music and get us all excited.
你常常听神的话。
But we should listen to the word of God.
常听赞美诗。
And listen to hymns.
来亲近主。
And draw closer to God.
你会发觉你的井不知不觉的就发出。活水有生命的东西。
And then you will realize this well of yours begin to have this running water.
就能够造就别人。
And it can edify others.
那别人也是一口井。
Other people is also a well.
那你怎么样可以让别人的井也得到更好的效果呢？
How is it that we can enable other people's well to become even more effective?
我们看民数记。
Let's turn to Numbers.
二十一章。
Numbers 21.
民数记二十一章。
Numbers 21, verse 17. Numbers 21, verse 17.
当时以色列人唱歌说，井啊，涌上水来，你们要向这井歌唱。
It says, then the Israel sang the song, spring up, O well, all of you sing to it.
哇，这里记载以色列百姓他们在旷野的时候缺水。
Here is records the people of Israel in the wilderness, they were lacking water.
那神就吩咐摩西。
And so God commanded Moses.
召集百姓来和给他们水喝。
Say, gather the people together and I will give them water.
那这次怎么给他们水喝呢？
And this time, how did God provide water for the people?
以前用不同的方法。
In the past, he have used a different method.
也有试过叫摩西用杖来打磐石。
He had used Moses' rod to hit the rock, and it springs out water.
但是这次的神叫他们，你自己去挖井吧。
And here, this time, God said to them, "Go and dig wells."
为什么
？Why？
你要喝，你要自己挖。
You want a drink? You need to go do some work yourself.
你不能老是靠别人啊。
You cannot always rely on other people.
今天也是一样。
Likewise today,
神要祝福你，没有错。
God want to bless you.
你有没有尽你的本分
？But did you try your own very best?
有没有挖下去
？Did you actually try to dig it?
那不单只是要挖。
Not only are you to dig it.
很有趣，你看第十七节。
Verse 17.
他说以色列人应当唱歌啊。
It said then Israel sang the song.
井啊，涌出水来。
Spring up, O well.
你们要向井唱歌。
All of you to sing to it.
为什么要向井唱歌？
Why do you need to sing to the well?
你要感谢神啊。
You need to praise God.
再来呢，你要鼓励这个井啊。
You also need to encourage this well.
我们如果神叫你说向人唱歌，你还可以了解。
If God said to you to sing to other people, you can understand that concept.
神说百姓要向井唱歌。
And so, but God here says to the people, sing to the well.
这个是有一个预表的意思。
This also has some symbolism.
如果这个井是别人的内心。
Because if this well resembles the heart of other people,
那你鼓励他。
Then how you encourage them?
你让他更有信心。
So that they can have more faith.
他就会涌出水来更多。
Then they will spring out of them more water.
比如说你看到你的孩子。
For example, you look at your children.
你想想看，你整天跟他讲的是负面的批评，还是鼓励的话比较多呢？
Throughout the day, is it words of encouragement or words of rebuke?
他拿九十五分回来。
He takes a 95 score home.
华人的家长会怎么讲？
from an Asian family, how do we usually respond?
啊，为什么拿95分？那五分给我丢到哪里去了？
How come only 95? Where are the other 5 points?
啊，为什么不可以100分？
Why is it not a perfect score of 100?
哇，孩子听到了。
Oh, so that your son hears it.
又是骂，那95分跟100分有什么关系？
Constantly being rebuked. So what's the difference?
啊，100分只是不用骂而已。
It's the only difference is that if I get 100, I don't get rebuked.
95分还是要骂。
But 95, I still not good enough.
啊，我们都是鼓励太少。
And so we do not encourage enough.
对别人的批评比较多。
But we instead rebuke more often than not.
那个水就涌不起来了。
And so that water is not able to come and spring out.
我们都不是完全人。
We are not perfect people.
我们自己也希望神的怜悯。
We also ask for God's mercy.
所以我们对别人也是要这样的鼓励。
So likewise, we also need to encourage others.
那井啊，涌出水来吧。
Spring up, oh well.
一定会涌出更多水。
And they will continue to spring up more.
那再来，我们看第二种景。
Let's look into the second well.
我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书的第二章17节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 17.
二章的十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 17.
这些人是无水的井，是狂风吹逼的雾气，有墨黑的幽暗为他们存留。
These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest.
啊，那这些人是谁呢？
Who are these wells?
就是从第十二节到第十六节讲的那些假的先知，或者是不义的先知。
And that is people referred to in verse 12 to verse 16. Who are the false prophets?
还有从第二章一节所讲的假先知、假师傅。
And chapter 2, verse 1, the false prophet and the false teachers.
啊，他们呢偷偷引进到弟兄姐妹那边去。
Who secretly bring into destructive heresies into the hearts of the members.
我们知道教会最大的危机是什么。
We know the most destructive power in the church.
不是没有钱。
It is that it is we do not have money.
不是缺乏一个漂亮的会堂。
Or is that we are in lack of a beautiful church.
也不是缺人手做圣工。
Or that we lack the resources to do the work.
魔鬼要怎么破坏教会？
How does Satan come to break the church?
他往往要在教会里面来散播一些不合乎道理的思想或是教义。
For he often comes among us to sow seeds in which are heresies.
啊，这个圣经称为假道，或者是称为异端。
And these are heresies or false teachings.
跟真教会所领受的，从圣经来的，圣灵启示来的不一样。
It is the teaching that is different than what we have received from the Holy Spirit.
那另外一种呢，假的工人呢，就是说为了钱可以扭曲了神的话，或者是呢去做不是神旨意的事情。
And what other kind of false workers are that they use for the sake of money, twist the work of God.
就好像旧约的时代巴兰一样。
For example, in the Old Testament, Balaam.
这些人，圣经把它称为无水的井。
And these are people in which the Bible described as wells without water.
你想想看，你嘴巴很渴，你需要水。
So think about it. You are very thirsty.
你想去一个井里面打水。
You want to go find a well in which you can draw water to drink.
结果你发觉这个井看下去，哎，没水了。
But then as you put down your bucket to get some water, you realize it is an empty well.
无论你怎么丢进去，有多深也捞不出水来。
No matter how deep it goes, there is no water.
因为它里面根本就没有水。
Because there is no water.
这个叫做无水的井。
So this is well without water.
会让人失望。
It can disappoint people.
也不能让我们找到水喝。
And it also makes us not able to be satisfied.
水代表生命。
So water means life.
神往往透过他的工人传递他有生命的信息跟属灵的福气给信徒。
God through his workers oftentimes give life and the messages of life to the members.
在旧约这个就是先知。
And the Old Testament it is the prophets.
在使徒时代就是使徒。
In the New Testament it is the apostles.
在末后真教会的时代就是神的众仆人们长子或是传道人。
In the end days of our true church it is the ministers, the elderly workers.
他们对教会有很大的影响力。
They have great influence in the church.
大家需要引导的时候会去找他们。
And when members need guidance, they will go seek the ministers, the pastors.
好了，人家来找你了。
And so someone come to you for help and guidance.
想要喝水了。
They want to obtain from you some water.
请问喝到的是什么？
But what did you give them to drink?
有没有试过？你问人，哎，这个是可以这样做吗？
And is it Have we done it in the past? When they ask, oh, is this actually doable?
啊，如果人家告诉你，你可以去做啊，你心里面高兴，你就可以去做了。
And if people say, oh, it's fine, just do whatever your heart feels like you can do.
你心里觉得平安，你就可以去做了。
If you feel peace in your heart, you can go do it.
不一定要跟圣经那么严谨。
I don't have to be so strictly adhere to the Bible.
如果有人这样跟你讲，你小心。
If someone said this to you, you must be careful.
那个人，那个工人可能是无水的井。
That worker may be a well without water.
你去那边，你本来希望得到神的生命的指导。
You go there thinking you will receive guidance from God.
但是你得不到。
But then you do not receive any.
我们知道啊，世俗的这个环境里面也有所谓的这个辅导员。
We know in this world there are also much counselors.
啊，你付钱去听啊，或者讲话给跟那个辅导员、心理医生讲话。
Or like psychiatrists, in which you pay them by the hour to listen to your problems.
你跟他讲你的问题。
And you tell them your problems.
他听了听了听了，到最后就告诉你两句话。
And then they listen and listen, and in the end they summarize into two words.
Follow your heart, 就是根据你的心。
I say follow your heart.
啊 ，be yourself, 做你自己。
Be yourself.
啊，你不高兴，你就可以不要做你的责任。
If you are saddened by it, then don't do it.
比如说你有同性恋的倾向。
If you have that
homosexual tendency,
tendencies of being homosexual.
他就告诉你没关系啊 ，follow your heart.
And he says it's okay, follow your heart.
你想要离婚，你告诉他，他说哦，这样你那么不开心啊，那自由比较好啊。
And he say you want a divorce, and he say oh, you have the freedom to do so.
哎，这个是世俗的这种井啊。
And this is the worldly well.
你好像喝到了，其实你没有喝到水。
It seems as though you drank some water, but you actually have not.
没有神的生命。
Because there is no life.
那有一些工人呢，他就会传扭曲的神的话。
And there are some workers who spread the doctrine that is half strayed.
啊，到最后呢，你喝不到神的活水。
In the end, you will realize you cannot receive the water from God.
你的信仰呢，就慢慢的枯萎。
Then you will see there is decline in your faith.
啊，到最后就死亡了。
And then in the end will be your destruction.
所以让我们知道，我们要喝井、喝水，要找井也是要小心。
And so for us to drink water, we also be careful of the well in which we go and seek water.
尤其是在末世有假先知、假基督、假师傅。
Especially in the end days when there are false prophets and false teachers.
有可能会为着利益而扭曲神的话。
It is very possible and likely that for their own benefits they twist the word of God.
在教会里面引起风浪。
And then to stir up a strife in the church.
在教会里面引起分裂。
And to stir up division in the church.
当然感谢神，现在是在这边是没有。
Praise God, we do not have that.
也许啊，我们但是我们要小心，在末后的日子一定会有。
But then we must be careful because in the end days there will be.
啊，是主耶稣说啊，你看一个人的果子就知道这棵树。
And so Jesus said, if you look at the fruit of a tree, you can see.
这个人有没有属灵的生命
？That if they truly have spiritual life.
那我们自己呢？
Now what about ourselves?
我们自己是不是无水的井
？Are we also well without water?
也许我们没有传异端。
Maybe we do not preach heresies.
我们也没有贪，好像巴兰这样贪财不义的工匠。
We are not like Balaam in which we seek for material wealth.
但是如果别人有需要来到你的面前
，But if someone have a need and they come before you,
想要你的安慰
，They need the comfort from you.
想要你的帮助
，And need help from you.
那请问你是不是无水的井
？And let me ask you, are you well without with the running water?
什么叫无水的井
？Are well without water?
你都不懂神的话语。
What does it mean without water? Means that you do not understand the words of God.
人家说，哎呀，给我一节圣经。我现在这个情况，你可以怎么鼓励我
？And so someone says, "Oh, I'm in this situation. How can you encourage me?"
哎，我不知道耶。去问 Raymond 传道了，他圣经比较熟。
Go ask Pastor Raymond. He knows the Bible teachings.
我不知道耶，去问执事啊。
I don't know. Go seek guidance from the deacon.
你信主那么久了。那有什么好的圣经的章节可以勉励别人的？你都讲不出来。
So long, what have you reaped? Have you gained from the words of God?
你用安慰人，只是用自己的话。
And you comfort only through your own words.
那你有水吗
？Do you have water?
如果我们常常读神的话
，If we constantly read the words of God,
常常读圣经
，If we read the Bible,
你里面有属灵的生命
，Then there is spiritual life within.
真的，你讲出来的话不一样。
Then what you speak is different.
你常常祷告。
You continue to pray.
常常被圣灵充满。
You are filled with the Holy Spirit.
虽然你没有口才
，even though you may not be eloquent,
但是一两句话你就可以感动到人。
But then in one or two words you can touch the heart of others.
你也可以安慰到别人。
And you can comfort the hearts of others.
因为这个水啊，就是圣灵的泉源在我们里面。
Because the water has the running water of the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音的第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
7章的37节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰7章37节。
Chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
It says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
38节,
38.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
39节,
39.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, which those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Why is there water without a well without water? Because there is a disconnect from the source of the water.
譬如说地质的环境改变了，断层了。
Maybe there's a change in the topography of the land.
所以它接不到水的源头了。And
they have lost that connection with the source of the water.
以前有，现在没有。
So in the past they have it, but now they don't.
那我们今天的属灵生命呢?
And what about our spiritual life today?
最重要的不是会堂有多漂亮。
It's not important whether or not the church is beautiful.
最重要的是里面的人有没有生命。
But it's more important to see if there's life in the members.
如果教会里面每一个信徒都有充满属灵的生命。
But that everyone in the church have this filled with the Spirit of God.
很看重祷告。
And emphasize on prayer.
神的灵在这里面好像涌出活水。
And in the Spirit of God, there seems as this abundant living water.
虽然生活有困难。
Even though we may have difficulties in our life,
每一个人的脸还是充满喜乐的。
But in our life, we are filled with joy.
你常常感觉到神的同在。
And you can feel the abundance of God.
有属灵的生命。
You have spiritual life.
因为圣灵就是里面这口井。
Because the Holy Spirit is the water in this well.
一直涌出来。
It will continue to spring out.
但是我们知道啊，井啊，你是越不打它的水啊，它这水就越少。
And you also know that for a well, if you do not constantly draw water from it, it will not eventually have water.
你越打它，越打它，它就越涌出来。
But as you draw water and use that water, it will continue to spring out.
神给我们圣灵是没有限量的。
And so God has given us Holy Spirit without limits.
限制它的往往是我们自己。
Those that limit it is the ourselves.
哎呀，觉得我们自己不，我们不可能改变呢。
Oh, I feel I cannot change.
有没有听过这个论调？
Have you ever heard this excuse?
哎呀，道理都很好了，那谁做得到？
It's a good teaching, but who can do it?
啊，完全人了，只有耶稣是完全人的，我们都不完全。
Perfect people, no one is perfect, but Jesus Christ.
所以我们也连追求完全都不用了。
We do not even need to pursue for perfection.
反正你追求也不会完全，为什么要追求？
Because no matter how you pursue, no matter what, you will never be called perfect.
有没有听过？
You ever heard such kind of saying?
为自己找借口。
Because that's called making excuse for oneself.
圣灵可以让你做得到。
But the Holy Spirit enables us to achieve it.
圣灵可以改变你。
Because Holy Spirit can change us.
圣灵可以大大的做工。
Because Holy Spirit can work.
问题是你有没有让他。
But the problem is whether or not we enable it to work.
完全的来控制你。
To let it control all of us.
第三种井。
The third type of well.
我们看雅歌。 旧约的雅歌，
Song of Solomon，
第四章，
Let's turn to Song of Solomon chapter 4，
四章的第11节，
Song of Solomon chapter 4， verse 11，
11节，
verse 11，
我的心腹，你的第十二节，我们看第十二节，
verse 12， Let's go to verse 12，
我妹子，我心腹乃是关锁的园，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。
A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
这里是新郎称赞他的心腹。
Here the groom praises his beloved.
为什么称赞他呢？
Why does he praise his beloved?
不单指他很漂亮。
Not only is she beautiful.
他称赞他是因为他有保守自己。
Because furthermore, he praises her because she has kept to herself.
她对新郎非常的忠诚。
That she has been faithful in keeping herself for her groom.
她把自己关锁起来。
So she enclosed herself.
好像一个禁关锁的园。
Just like a spring shut up.
那封闭的泉源。
禁闭的井。 A fountain sealed.
我们知道啊，有一些井啊，有主人的，不给你随便去打的，那上面有锁的。
And we see some wells in which the owner actually locks it up by putting a cover and a lock.
为什么呢？
Why?
大家都去打。
Because everyone goes and draw from that water.
或者是把它弄脏了。
Or dirty that water.
或者是牛啊羊啊也来喝了，那也不弄脏了。
Or that it's to draw the sheep and the animals come and drink it.
哎呀，弄得很脏不好。
And it becomes very dirty.
所以有一些井呢是只给一家人喝的。
And so some well are preserved only for their family, own family to drink.
只能够留给自己喝的。
Only safe for themselves to drink.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这种井就是预表第一个层面，预表你肉体上要保守自己的圣洁。
And the first aspect of its mean spiritual meaning and teaching is that we ourselves need to preserve ourselves holy.
无论你是男或是女
，whether you be a man or a woman，
圣经里面告诉我们讲得很清楚。
But the Bible teaches us very clearly，
我们要保守在性方面的纯洁。
That we are to be pure in the aspect of sexual sexual desires.
啊，我们看这个箴言的第五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言的第五章。
Proverbs chapter 5.
十五节。
Verse 15.
五章的第十五节。
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 15.
你要喝你自己池中的水，饮你自己井的活水。
Drink water from your own cistern and running waters from your own well.
你的泉源岂可张溢在外？你的河水岂可流在街上呢？
Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets?
唯独归你一人，不可与外人共用。
Let them be only your own.
要使你的泉源蒙福，要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻。
Not for strangers with you, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth.
这里说用井或是井的水来比喻。婚姻当中的性关系。
And so here it tells us water in parallel with the relationship between the husband and the wife.
没有结婚的人不可以发生性的关系。
That those who are not yet married, they are not to commit sexual immorality.
比如说我们在座很多年轻人还没结婚。
For example, let's say we may have you sitting here.
那你还没结婚，你就把你的井锁起来了。
And so, since you are not yet married, you do not have anyone. You are to lock up your cistern.
不可以随便让别人靠近你啊。
You cannot let anyone just draw close to you.
不可以随便让别人，哎，我来喝一喝，可不可以？
And not to say, oh, so you want some drink?
玩一玩，可不可以？
Let's play around. Let's fool around a little bit.
不行的。
We cannot do that.
因为你是神的儿女。
Because you are the children of God.
还没结婚，你把自己身体锁起来。
So you are not yet married. You need to lock and preserve yourselves.
平常穿衣服。
And when you dress and adorn yourself,
当然我们不用像别人这样有一些抱着拳头，那个只有蒙眼睛，也不用那么夸张。
Of course, I'm not saying go to the extreme like certain people that dress and you can only see their eyes.
但是来教会敬拜神，要穿的要庄重。
But you come and worship God, you need to wear your garments in reverence.
像姐妹
，as a sister.
天气再热，也不要穿无袖的。
No matter how hot it may be, do not just go on kind of a sleeveless.
来教会也不要穿短裤，不要穿很紧的。
Or not to something too tight to your skin and short.
这个就是一种内心从衣服方面来表现出来。
And this is the kind of the reflection of your inner heart outward.
那我们今天年轻人不多啊，年轻人晚上都很少来聚会，都是小朋友。
Doesn't seem like we have many youth here.
小朋友也要开始，父母要提早跟他们讲。
But the very young, but the, for the very young, the parents need to start teaching them.
你是神的公子，神的王子啊，神的公主啊。
For they are the prince and the princesses of God.
不可以随便给人家摸你的身体啊。
Do not let anyone just casually touch your children.
这个父母都要，尤其是现在这个社会哦，哇，很乱，有一些很多不好的人在外面。
Especially in this chaotic and messed up society.
从小就告诉孩子，不可以随便让别人碰你的身体。
So we need to teach them ever since they were young. Do not let just anyone touch you.
那长大一点了，青少年时期了。
And then when they are older in their youth.
告诉他们呢，没有结婚，我们要之前呢要保守自己的圣洁。
Now if we have not yet married, then we need to preserve ourselves.
那个井要先封起来。
You need to shut it up, the cistern.
也不可以让自己的泉的水涌到外面去。
And not have this water kind of flow outwards for anyone.
因为这是一个非常淫乱的时代。
Because this is a very perverted and perverse society.
现在加州这边应该也是很，美国这边也很开放。
It's actually also in California and America here is also very liberal.
每年我们到神训班啊，学生灵会的时候，都是我们传道头痛的时候。
Every time I attend the National Youth Theological Seminar or any kind of convocation, It gives me a lot of headache.
很多年轻人就来问传道了。
A lot of youth would come to the pastors.
或者是写出来问。
Or write questions and their question and answers.
怎么办？我已经做了不可以做的事情了。
Oh, pastor, what am I to do? I already crossed the line.
现在怎么办？
What am I going to do now?
或是有人说什么才叫做 cross the line?
And so some people may ask, so what does it mean to actually cross the line?
小孩子听不懂没有关系啊，父母听得懂以后教他。
Kids, young kids may not understand, but your as parents, you can teach them later.
很多人问什么叫 cross the line, 什么叫不可以过那条线。
So a lot of people ask, what does it mean to cross that line?
我可以多靠近，没有过那条线，但是又可以很靠近那个线。
How much can I draw close to that line, but not actually cross it, but also could be within its boundaries?
哇，这个很大的问题。
And this is a big problem.
你怎么会这样问呢？
Why do you even ask this kind of question?
你等于问说，我可以多靠近那个 highway 的边，多靠近，然后不被撞死。
Tempting ourselves, how close can I get to the highway before I get struck?
你知道危险要离远一点了。
If you know the danger is there, we are to leave it farther away.
你不是去试探它的底线呢。
It is not to test the limits.
无论底线在哪里，你就离开远一点。
No matter where the limits, we run away as far as possible.
所以从小父母就是要跟孩子谈这些事情。
So ever since young, our parents need to teach our children this concept.
你不要以为说，哎呀，这个宗教教育老师会讲。
And do not just put the burden on your religious education teachers.
告诉你，宗教教育老师不会讲，因为你都不好意思讲了，他怎么好意思讲
？Because let me tell you, our RE teachers will not say it because you're already ashamed to say it. How can the RE teachers say it?
他们讲的也是很模糊的，说哎呀，保守圣洁，什么叫保守圣洁？
Most of the time, RE teachers say it very plainly in the gray area. Just keep yourself pure. What does it mean, keep yourself pure?
真理研究会已经有新的定义出来了。
And so the TRC already came up with strict guidelines.
你自己问你的注目传道那个是什么？印一张出来，所有父母大家看一看。
You can ask your local pastor about it, and you can print it out, and he'll show you in black and white.
所以这个是很清楚的事情。
And this is very clear.
要教育自己的孩子。
We need to teach our children.
我们不知道我们孩子现在活在什么世界。
For we do not know the society they live in today.
但是有时候啊，网络他看到的是什么
？What do they see on the internet?
甚至我们自己。
Even ourselves,
要保守自己圣洁。
We are to keep ourselves holy.
从眼睛开始。
From starting from our eyes.
从心开始。
From our heart.
我们看箴言的第四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
第四章二十三节。
Verse 23.
四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life.
因为一生的果效是由心发出来的。
Because everything springs from our heart.
这个由心发出来，原文就是这个从这个泉源出来的。
So the original text of springs out from the heart.
所以你的心就是一切的泉源。
So your heart means is the source.
你不单只是保守这个肉体。
Not only are we to preserve the physical flesh of ours.
最重要的是保守住这个心里面的井。
But what is even more important is to preserve that heart of the cistern.
不给不该进来的东西进来。
Do not let things, thoughts, evil, wicked thoughts come into our minds.
有不好的想法。
To have bad mindsets.
不好的欲望。
Bad desires.
马上祷告。
Then we need to pray.
主啊，洁净我。
Oh Lord, cleanse my heart.
不可以让我有这种想法。
We cannot have these kind of thoughts.
不可以让我得罪你。
Let me not sin against you.
求你怜悯我。
May you forgive me.
我这个井要保守住。
I must keep my cistern pure.
如果你已经结婚了，这是为配偶保守住。
And so if you are married, you only save yourself for your spouse.
还没结婚的，为主耶稣保守住。
Those who are not yet married, you preserve yourself for the Lord.
保守心。
We must keep our hearts.
我们的心是一个井。
Our heart is a well.
涌出什么东西来，以后就变成什么的人。
What does it spring out of is the type of person you
再来
are.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
你的眼目要向前直看。
Let your eyes look straight ahead.
你的眼睛要向前直观。
And your eyelids look right before you.
保守心之后就要保守眼。
That after you preserve your heart, you must preserve your eyes.
现在我们的手机是我们最大的敌人。
The greatest enemy today is our cell phone.
因为你手机里面看的东西，别人看不到你看过什么。
Because in your cell phone, what you see, no one else knows what you see.
你家里电视那么大，你不敢随便放，因为别人都看到。
At home, your TV is so large, you're ashamed that other people may see.
你家里电脑看过东西，别人可以用，也可能看过你，知道你看了什么。
Other in your computer at home, other people may even use your computer and see what you browse.
但是你的手机通常不会有人碰。
But your cell phone is the most personal to you.
你也不给人家碰。
And you do not let other people touch it either.
如果有人要摸你的手机，你会说，哎，你干嘛？
And someone touches your phone, hey, what are you doing?
所以你看到别人手机不要乱摸啊。
So if you see other people's cell phone, you do not go and just take it.
往往手机里面有很多不可以告人的秘密，很可怕。
Because there are many probably secrets in there.
为什么要有秘密？
Why is there secrets?
有秘密就是不正常啊。
If there are secrets, that means it's not normal.
如果你说，哎，你老婆，你为什么看我的手机？
He said, "Hey, wife, why did you touch my cell phone?"
你很紧张，你先生看你的手机。
You're so very nervous. Your husband's looking at your cell phone.
有问题。
Then you got a problem.
你没有问题，怕什么人家看
？If you do not, if you are not afraid, then what are you so afraid of other people looking at yourself?
你眼睛看过什么
？So what have you seen?
你跟别人在手机里面做了什么事
？What are you talking to other people about?
你的眼睛要正。
But your eyes are to be correct.
心里面正，眼睛就正。
If your heart is straight, your eyes will be straight.
然后呢，二十六节
，verse 26，
要修直你脚下的道路。
And so ponder the path of your feet.
你眼心中正，眼中正，道路就会正。
And so if your heart is right and your eyes look straight, then your path, you will look at your path will be established.
本来不正的
，if it is not straight,
但是神的道进来了
，but the word of God comes into your heart.
来。警戒我们，提醒我们。
And to warn us, to teach us,
不可以得罪神啊。
We cannot sin against God.
有一个弟兄，他在工作的时候。
There was a brother when he was working.
有一个他的女同事，很欣赏他。
He has a female coworker who admires him very much.
欣赏欣赏到最后。
And to admire him to the point.
直接就跟他讲。
That said to him,
我们来发生性关系吧。
Let's commit some sexual acts.
哇，那个弟兄心里面很害怕。
And that brother was shocked and very fearful.
我不可以。
He said, I cannot.
第一，我不可以得罪我太太。
First, I cannot sin against my wife.
第二，我不可以得罪神。
Second, I cannot sin against my God.
你不要这样子。
Do not do that.
哇，跟他保持距离。
And so he kept the distance.
真，原来这约瑟这个故事啊，现代人也会遇到。
Actually, the story about Joseph is actually quite prevalent in today's society.
这个世界太淫乱。
Because this world is too chaotic,
所以我们对自己保守住我们的心。
So we need to keep our heart.
保守我们的身体。
We need to keep our body.
这个禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。
To shut up our cisterns and enclose it.
这样子神才会祝福保守我们的一生。
Then God will preserve you and bless you.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
这三种井。
These three types of well.
活水井。
The well with running water.
还有无水的井。
The well without water.
还有禁闭的井。
And also the enclosed well.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
513首。
513。
无论有多少的不同的井。
No matter what kind of many types of well.
最重要的井是什么？
What is the most important well?
这是主耶稣基督。
It is Lord Jesus Christ.
他是活水的泉源。
Because he is the source of that living water.
只有在他里面，我们才能够得到真正的满足。
Only in him can we be fully satisfied.
你嘴巴渴啊，不要乱喝东西。
When you're thirsty, do not just drink anything.
不要在世界里面乱喝。
Do not drink things of this world.
要喝，你就要来到基督里面喝。
If you want to drink, you need to come before Lord Jesus Christ.
在圣灵里面喝。
And to drink it from life.
在圣经里面喝。
From the words of the Bible.
你才能喝得饱。
Then you can drink and be satisfied.
才能够解渴。
And you can quench your thirst.
你的生命才会改变。
And then you will be a change in your life.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we'd like to kneel down to pray.
我们要为教会的圣工继续来代祷。
Let us continue to pray for the holy work of the church.
也为明天安息生日的聚会祷告。
So pray for tomorrow's Sabbath day service.
下个礼拜也是在伯恩教会有举开成人的全国成人的神训班。
Also next week in NATS will be held at Bowen Park Church.
没有报名的，但是也欢迎去白天去旁听。
If you do not register, but you are still welcome to go and listen in the daytime.
把握机会多亲近主总是好的。
Take hold of opportunity to draw closer to God.
同心一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.